Good evening. You're tuning in to a live broadcast of the Texas Tech University Student Government Association on the Raider, 88.1 KTXT FM. I'm Tyler Patton. The Texas Tech Student Government Association represents every student working to foster their interests within the university community and among their fellow students, faculty, and staff in the larger communities of Lubbock and the South Plains. The Texas Tech Student Government Association meets twice a month on the first and third Thursdays during the fall and spring semesters. SGA meetings on 88.1 are a broadcast service of the Texas Tech community by KTXT-FM and the College of Mass Communications.
Wait a second and then press one. Yes. Doss? Is he absent? Fairchild? Guvala H? Are they both gone? Cooper? Jordan? Is he gone? Juno? Is it work? Canungo? Canungo here? Colte? Is he gone? Locke? Can you try again? Martyr? Can you try again?
Yeah.
McAllen?
Yeah.
Mills?
Yeah.
I don't know why he's working. Montgomery? Is Montgomery here? Oh no, he's leaving. Onwukimi? Can you try again? Paris? McAllen, yours is good. Quinn? Rao?
Well, here's a
can you try again? Bluedorn? Can you try again? Shariar? Straysener? Okay, you're good, Cassandra. Tabuada? Okay, can y'all try again? Walker? Paris, yours just worked. Walker? Is Walker gone? Weber? And Weeks, neither one of y'all is working. And Wright is right here.
Yes.
Tabuada, yours just worked. Okay, Jill, yours still isn't working. Who's?
Mills.
Yeah, can you get your computer up
to the phone? Mills is good.
Jay, you're still not working. Yeah.
Jay,
okay, we're... Tyler, you're still in work.
What if they move the table forward a little bit?
Well, my parent said that shouldn't even, it should, he said anybody in the building should be able to hit more. So that shouldn't be a problem.
Did Juno cook in?
Yes.
Okay, I think I know the problem, guys. Real quick. Sorry, this is taking so long. When you click in, you have to go 4-1, go, wait a second, then click 1. And the 1 is what clicks you in. The 4-1, go just turns your clicker on and gets on a channel.
Oh,
the
yeah,
1 clicks you in. Does that make sense?
I've never been one.
That's how all got all theirs working.
Lock and Martyr.
That's all working.
There you go.
Awkward.
Okay.
One.
McCabe, Ryan, yours still isn't working. Okay, Warren, yours worked. Megan, no.
Really?
Megan and technology don't go together. Austin Walker. Oh, wait. Ryan McCabe's here, right? Yes, before
yeah,
you.
Yeah, right there.
Okay, it's still not working. Oh, wait, no, no. Here, y'all.
Y'all keep working on that. We're gonna go ahead and move on to,
Here, where's Ryan? Here, I'll shoot
you. The last one.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, we're going to move on to the reading of the Senate Journal. Senator Beal. Senator Harrelson. Okay, do I have a second? Seconded by Senator Locke. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, we will move on. We will now move on to our open forum. Do I have any students who wish to speak? You can step forward to the podium. And please introduce yourself when you get to the front.
I'm Stuart Williams, former senator, and I'm representing Students Organized for Students tonight. Thank you, former colleagues, for having me here. I just wanted to make a quick announcement about what we're doing with Students Organizing for Students. Tyler Patton, our student government president, set up a committee last spring to investigate diversity issues, which is under his control. And that was the Diversity Task Force. And what we did was we decided to rename ourselves Students Organizing for Students because that's what we're doing. And we thought that that was a better title, working title for us. And really what we're doing right now is we're talking to people on campus, specifically those in minority communities, black community, the black community, Hispanic community, women, and LGBT people. And that is our focus, but that is not, we are not excluding others at the same time. So we've been having several meetings that have been very productive. And I just wanted to say that next year, when we get back next semester, we're going to be meeting in on Wednesdays. And so we would love for all of you to come, as many of you as can come, and participate in these discussions, because I've been finding that minority students really do feel that there is an urgent problem that we need to solve. We've been talking about the fact that there are very few minority professors, particularly black professors and Hispanic professors. We've been talking about the fact that there are very few role models, particularly in the black community. There are some for Hispanic people, but we've been also talking about the fact that LGBT resources are very few and they are very poor. And so we really, this has become an expansive thing. We have lots of people involved, LULAC chapter involved, HSS involved, UMI, certainly some of our other communities involved. And so I just wanted to come and bring that to your attention, and possibly, I know I've been reading the paper since I left, and that y'all are getting real interested in doing some things outside of Senate and outside of seeing how things are and making sure the process works internally, but that y'all are now focusing on working on things outside of Senate. And so I really encourage y'all to look at that problem. It's a serious problem. Many students have been talking to me about it. They're excited about a group and a movement that's trying to change things and change the culture around here and make it better. I think that if we can have the senators involved, we can get some things going here. And if we're going to move towards being a Tier 1 university, that's the things that we've got to get concerned with. We're having a meeting tonight, and I know that any of y'all can't come because y'all are going to be here, but it'll start at 6:30. We have a Facebook group. We have a website up. We've also started a petition to petition the Board of Regents for a multicultural center here on campus. They have them at all of the universities we're competing with. They have them at A&M and at UT. We think that we deserve one here and that it will lead to better things for us being a Tier 1 university.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. Okay, do I have any other students that would like to speak at our open forum? Okay, seeing as there is none, we will move on to my report. The first item on my agenda is that we are canceling the April 19th meeting. And that's due to the fact that the Senate banquet's going to be on the 13th. So the new officers for the 48th session and the new senators for the 48th session will have already been sworn in by the 19th. And then the first meeting for the 48th session is going to be on the 26th of April. And that helps us fill the requirement of having that first meeting before the 1st of May. So that's why we're canceling the April 19th meeting. So our last meeting for this session will be, I believe, April 6th. So just make sure that you change your calendars accordingly. Next on my agenda, graduating seniors. I need to know if any of the seniors in here are graduating in December. We just need to make sure that we have enough cords for you guys for graduation. We may need to order some more. So if you're graduating in December, just shoot me a quick email letting you know. And if you would like to pick up the cord, you can pick up the cord in the SGA office anytime. So that's with that. And then also, if you're taking an internship or otherwise have to leave the campus for some reason, or you decided that you're not going to be in Senate for the next semester, if you could please have a resignation letter to us, to me and our RNA chair, Colin Davis, by the end of finals. That way we can go ahead and start filling those seats for next year to make sure that when we start off at the first meeting, we have a full chamber. So if you guys could just do that for us, and we appreciate your work that y'all have done this semester, and we will be missing you next semester. So now we will move on to our first reading. With Senate Bill 47.22, Senator Pippin.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to introduce Senate Bill 47.22, a bill to be entitled an act establishing an amendment submission process.
Okay, we will send that to the RNA committee. Okay, now we move on to Senate Resolution 47.11, Senator Green.
I rise to introduce Senate Resolution 47.11, stating sentiments of the student Senate concerning Comic-Con at Texas Tech University. Move that we suspend the rules and place on third and final passage.
Okay, do I have a second? Okay, seconded by Senator Ramirez. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, we'll move on to third reading and final passage. Senator Brain, thank you for the podium. We're going to pause real quick before you get started. It has come to my attention that we have a new senator in the room that needs to be sworn in before we take any other further votes. So, Senator Davis, would you like to introduce our new senator?
Thank you, Madam President. The Rules Administration Committee met this last week, and they have approved the nomination of Casey Ludorn to fill the vacant College of Visual and Performing Arts seat. So everybody give her a round of applause. And we will proceed with swearing her in.
Okay. Will you please stand and repeat after me? I do hereby solemnly swear.
I do hereby solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute
the duties of my office.
The duties of my office.
And will, to the best of my ability.
And will, to the best of my ability,
preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend
the Constitution of.
The Constitution of
the Student Government Association of Texas Tech University.
Student Government Association of Texas Tech University.
And regulations. Which may be made. In pursuance thereof. Okay, congratulations. Okay, we will now move back to third reading with Senate Resolution 47.11, Senator Breen.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, I rise to reintroduce Senate Resolution 47.11 and move for its immediate adoption.
Okay, is there any further discussion, Senator Breen?
It's basically just a simple resolution saying that it's been brought to my attention that there's been efforts on campus to bring a Comic-Con here, which I think is awesome, and I would like to see the Senate support that movement.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? Senator Harrelson?
Do you know is there, like, an organization behind this, or is it just a group of students?
It's just Senator Breen.
Sorry. It's just a group of students that have been making efforts.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? Senator Amukini?
What's Comic-Con?
Senator Breen?
Comic-Con is a comic convention. The big one is in California, I believe. And it's just it's a convention for lots of different groups. It started with comics and stuff, but it's I know the big one in California. Like, True Blood is there. There's a lot of other big TV shows that are sci-fi and stuff.
Okay. Senator Gino?
Do the people responsible for bringing it here, do they require some sort of funds to make that happen?
Not that I know of. We will not be having any part in this. This is just saying that we support it, that we support it coming here.
Is there any further discussion? Okay, seeing as there is none, we will proceed to a vote. Senator Beal, do you have the clickers ready?
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4. Did Josh show up? Someone was closer. Okay.
Pugsley, yours didn't work.
Ron, yours didn't work either.
No, it did, because it says down here now.
Oh, okay.
I give him a one. Jade, yours didn't work. Okay. 85% yay, 8% nay, 7% abstain.
Okay, Senate Resolution 47.11 passes. We will now move back to our first reading with Senate Resolution 47.12, which is Senator Pippin.
Thank you, Madam President. All right, Senator, Senate Resolution 47.12, stating senators and students senate regarding the hearing of the Student Government Association President Tyler Patton. I move to suspend the rules in place of our third reading and final passage.
Okay, do I have a second? Seconded by Senator Davis. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, we will now move on to third reading and final passage of Senate Resolution 47.12, Senator Pippin.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to reintroduce Senate Resolution 47.12, stating the sentiments of the Student Senate regarding the hearing with Student Government Association President Tyler Patton, and I move for its immediate adoption.
Okay, is there any further discussion? Senator Pippin.
Thank you. For those of you who may already know, Tyler does plan on attending the January meeting, as it will be a joint Congress, and he will be addressing us to begin with. So we'll receive somewhat of an update on issues already. But what this is doing is to answer some demand of student requests and certainly senator requests. We want to have an opportunity to have some time with President Patton in front of us, get to hear from him personally one-to-one with the Senate, and have the opportunity to ask him questions on how things are going within the executive branch this year. So I think this is really important. It's not meant to be in any way sort of or form attacking anyone or going after anyone. We just want to figure out some things about what are going on and use this to help us guide any potential legislation within the next session. So really, it's just an update. I've spoken to President Patton about this resolution, and he saw it, he approved of it, he supported it, and he said he's coming anyways, so it'd be fine with him. So Mr. Patton is completely behind coming and speaking to us and opening an additional line of communication, and I hope that everyone here would be as well, getting a chance to talk to him and update him.
Okay, is there any further discussion? Okay, seeing as there is none, we'll proceed to a vote. Senator Beal, do you have the clickers ready?
My seeing is in there. Okay. Chavez, yours didn't work. Okay. Gurley. Okay.
Okay, Senate Resolution 47.12 passes. We will now move back to first reading with Senate Concurrent Resolution 47.04, Senator Pippin.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to introduce Senate Concurrent Resolution 47.04, placing a referendum on the upcoming special election ballot regarding the amendment of Amendment 3 of the Student Bill of Rights of the Constitution of the Student Government Association of Texas Tech University to reflect changes in the non-discrimination policies.
Okay, and we will send this to the Diversity Committee as well as the Rules Administration Committee. Okay, we will now move on to routine motions and other business. Do I have any college reports or motions on the floor?
Madam President?
Senator Duck?
I move to suspend the rules and introduce Senate Resolution 47.13, stating the sentiments of the Student Senate regarding the hire of Professor Dwayne Hill for the position of Associate Director of Bands at Texas Tech University.
Okay. To bring this off the floor, we need a 4/5 vote. So, Senator Beal, will you please get clickers ready? And do I have a second before we do that? Seconded by Senator Myantz. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. We will now take a vote.
Great.
And the legislation's in front of you, so you guys can look at it. And we're voting on whether or not we can bring it off the floor, just for clarification.
No, maybe 90% yay.
Okay, so That will be brought off the floor. Senator Duck.
Madam President, I move to suspend the rules and move to place Senate Resolution 47.13 on third reading and final passage.
Okay, do I have a second? Seconded by Senator Martyr. We will now, we need a 4/5 vote to put it on third reading and final passage. So 1 second. Excuse me, guys. McCabe, here's anybody there.
No, I did. He's got.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Wait, is that one here?
Yes.
Okay, it didn't work.
It worked.
Okay, very good. 88%, yay.
Okay. So we will now move on to third reading and final passage of Senate Resolution 47.13, correct? Correct? Senator Duck, you may take the podium.
Hi guys, I'm Greg, if you don't know me. One thing about me that I don't know if many of you know, that I had the privilege of being one of the drum majors for the Tech Goin' Band from Raiderland. And within the past 2 years, we had a director change. The guy who was our interim director for the past 2 years is obviously Professor Dwayne Hill. And when he first came in here, he got his undergrad at Tech, he was a drum major at Tech, he got his master's at Tech. He knows the ins and outs of everything about the organization. And when he got here, he was able to kind of expand our student leadership and really make them flourish. And also, he's been really active in the community. When I was a junior, we worked together really hard on a canned food drive, and we were able to subsequently end up raising 1,000 pounds of food for the Lubbock Food Bank, which was really good. Some other things that he's done that's been really good for our program is just the little things, like providing meals for everyone that's in the marching band the day of the game. That way they have something else in their body besides breakfast, you know, and then when they get home, it's about 12 o'clock. You know, it gets crazy sometimes. But that's pretty much it. And the reason I bring this forward is because right now he's applying for the permanent position as an associate director of bands. And, again, I can't stress, the appreciation that our leadership team, that our general members have had, the growth that our program has undergone under the past 2 years. So I'd really encourage you guys to voice your support for his hire. And ultimately, the decision is going to fall on the hiring committee that the School of Music facilitates. And they're made of professional people who are wonderful. And I know a couple of them. They're very nice people. But this is just us saying we appreciate everything Goin' Band's done. Also, on a little aside, we've been playing a little bit more interesting music. If you guys haven't noticed, I think we threw Kanye and Jay-Z in this year. So that's just, feather in the hat. But one thing that we're thinking about doing next year, and I won't be here, but at football games, when you have, announcements on the big screen, you'll be able to text your favorite song, and we'll take it into heavy consideration. Hopefully, we'll get to play more music that you guys want us to. So, again, I really encourage your support on this resolution, and vote yes.
Okay, is there any further discussion? Senator Mayans?
Does anyone have any discussion on that hiring committee or someone in the music school? Because I see you have, all administration.
Absolutely.
Someone from the music school.
You could probably send that to Dr. Bill Ballinger. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's do that. I don't know
name. William Ballinger.
What is his position?
He is the director of the School of Music at Texas Tech University.
Okay, is there any further discussion on the proposed amendment, Senator Weber?
I just want to say that I quit band as a professor.
Is there any discussion on the amendment, not on the bill?
Point of order, Madam President. Is there a second amendment?
Oh, I'm sorry. Do we have a second for the amendment? Thank you, Senator White. Seconded by Senator Street. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We'll continue with discussion on the amendment.
Point of order, just two matters of business real fast.
If we can keep conversations relevant to the resolution, so if that was relevant to what the resolution had to do, if you'll explain it next time, but keep it relevant to the resolution, please. And also, there seems to be a few senators that still have their cell phones out. If they're hiding behind your placard, I can still see you texting. So please put your cell phones away. It's within the rules of the Senate that you're not supposed to be using cell phones at this moment. Next time, I'll start calling out individually. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on the amendment? Senator Davis.
Thank you, Madam President. So the exact language of this will be Dr. William Ballinger, director of the school.
Yes.
Okay.
Is there any further discussion on the amendment? Okay, seeing as there is none, we'll proceed to a vote on the amendment. Senator Beal, do you have?
Yes.
This amendment will be included in the bill. Do you have any further discussion? That was in the amendment. We still have to vote on that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. So we will now continue discussion on the bill with the amendment included. Are there any other, is there any further discussion?
Was there a motion made to do anything with the bill? I believe you just went up there and started talking.
No, it was, we did. We placed on third reading, final passage, seconded it, and voted on it. Okay. Is there any further discussion on the amendment? Or on the amendment, sorry, on the bill? Resolution. Thank you. Okay, seeing as there is none, we will proceed to a vote. Senate Resolution
47.13
passes. Okay, we'll now move back to routine motions and other businesses. Do we have any motions on the floor, Senator Davis?
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to ask Senate's consent to bring Senate Resolution 47.14, stating the Senate for the Student Senate congratulating Grandmaster Jordan Meyer and the German team for winning the gold medal of the 2001 European Team Chess Championship. Excuse me.
I move to bring off the floor.
Okay, we need a 4/5 vote to bring it off the floor, so then we'll be able to. Here's ready?
Here's ready.
Oh, we need a second.
I need a second, thank you. Senator Hailson. Second. Okay, Senator Hailson. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, we'll continue to the vote.
Okay, now vote.
Introduce Senate Resolution 47.14 and then we place it on the consent calendar.
Okay, do I have a second? Seconded by Senator Gurley. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, we'll now put it on, or it needs to be 4/5 vote to be able to put on the consent calendar. Senator Beal, do you have what there's already?
No. Point of order, Madam President. Since there were no objections, you had 100% vote. Is it necessary to click in for the 4/5?
If y'all don't want to have it recorded, then we can just. Call is that okay with everybody? Do we have any objections to just yay or nays? Okay, so all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, we'll move on to third reading and final passage. Senator Davis.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to reintroduce Senate Resolution 47.14, and I move for its immediate adoption.
Is there any further discussion? Senator Davis?
Yes. External Vice President Mike Urias approached me with this, I guess it was Monday or Tuesday. Excuse me, it was Tuesday. It was after RNA had already met, so we didn't have the opportunity to look at this and place it on the calendar. But this is a huge accomplishment by one of our students here at this university. He is German. He's a freshman. He goes to school here, obviously. And he and the German team won the gold medal at the 2011 European
team chess championships. And if you'll read, Mr. Meyer won against a former top 10 world and professional chess player from Armenia. That's what helped them gain the top spot. He's been called one of the top young talents in the world and the best German-born player in the past 2 decades. He's the co-captain of the Texas Tech University Knight Raiders. Which is the number one collegiate chess team in the United States. This is huge, and I think that the students in it should congratulate him and thank him for his services to our university.
Is there any further discussion? Senator Mayans.
I'm sorry, you are mistaken. You must not know because he is German. It was the German team that won. Germany won the gold medal.
But Sergei himself is Russian.
Oh, no. Well, the source that I quoted this from says Armenia. That's on the Tech Spice Club's website.
Armenia is not in Germany.
No, he's from Armenia.
Point of order, aside, young.
Who are we talking about?
We're talking about this gentleman that we call German born.
Where? What line?
The best German born on line 8.
Yeah. Mr. Meyer is being called the best German born player in the past 2 decades. I don't see a problem with that.
Okay.
Germany did win the gold medal, and he is from Germany, I assure you.
Order, please. Order.
Are you talking about Sergei?
Of Armenia.
Oh, good. Sorry.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? And try and keep conversations to middle. Is there any further discussion? For clarifications. Okay, seeing as there is none, we will proceed to a vote.
Sorry.
It has to be 100% in order to pass. Clarification, point of order. Because it is on the consent calendar, so every person has to vote yay or it will not go through.
Your percent?
Okay. Senate Resolution 47.14 passes. Okay, we will now move back to routine motions and other business. Do I have any motions on the floor, college reports, or committee reports? Senator Davis.
We, your committee on rules administration, advise the Senate consent to the following committee appointments. Excuse me. For the Committee on Student Impact, Gil Fairchild as the chairman, Mr. Vasquez from the Senate from College of Arts and Sciences, Mr. Reeves, Mr. Bright, Ms. Berger, Ms. Ingram, Mr. Bradley, Mr. Roma Reedy, Ms. Allen, Ms. Marter, Mr. Montgomery, Ms. Mills, Ms. Weber, and Mr. Rodriguez. And for the Ethics Committee, Chairman Trevor White, Vice Chair Amy Atabu, and Mr. Alston, Mr. Rodriguez, Mr. Abbott, Mr. Bradley, Ms. Street, Ms. Hagan, and Ms. Paris.
Okay. We need the consent of the Senate, so we will vote first on the appointment of the Student Impact Committee.
Okay. Senator Davis, if you'll give us some clarification, I know that we passed an amendment requiring that there be each of the colleges represented on this bill, but Senator Bradley, while he is an engineering major, is not from the engineering college as far as his where he was elected. So can you clarify on the amendment and in the context of that amendment?
Senator Davis.
Thank you. Is Mr. Bradley from the College of Engineering? I believe it's just Mr. Bradley.
Thank you. I am an engineering student. I am enrolled as a mechanical engineer, but I am a senator at large. So if we're talking that you want a senator who represents solely that entity on each one, then no. But as far as students goes, then yes, you have it covered.
Senator Davis?
Let me pull the exact amendment from that bill if I can.
Senator Davis,
do you have it?
Well, I believe I might have a solution. I move that we add Ryan McCabe to the list of members of this committee, for he is a mechanical engineer. He is a senator in the engineering college, and that will just solve this problem.
Will that have to be approved by the Committee on Rules and Administration?
We have to go through the Committee of Rules and Administration to approve that and then come back on here.
Excuse ourselves in the hall to meet real fast.
then I'm okay with that.
So we have a motion for a recess on the floor? Okay, do I have a second? Seconded by Senator Weeks. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, we will recess. Okay, recess is over. Rules Administration Chair for Senator Davis. Would you like to make your ruling?
Thank you, Madam President. The Rules Administration Committee just met, and the exact amendment on Senate Resolution 47.10 that is in question states one member from each college and one senator at large. So the committee has interpreted that to mean how you were elected, so the college that you were elected by. So we therefore advise the Senate consent to the following committee appointment changes. Blake Bradley will now be representing the college, will now be representing as an at-large senator. There will be two at-large senators. And we have added Ryan McCabe from the College of Engineering onto this list.
Okay, we now need the consent of the Senate. Senator Beal, do you have a vote? Okay, you guys can continue to the vote.
Point of order, does that require a second?
Yes, it does. Do we have a second? I apologize. Seconded by Senator Rodriguez. We will now proceed to a vote.
Did Graham Troll leave?
No.
Okay. 98% yay, 2% stay.
Okay. That will be our new Student Impact Committee. We will now consent to the Ethics Committee. Senator Davis, do you mind reading the names to clarify one more time?
Not at all. Chairman Trevor White, Vice Chair Amy Akabu, and then Mr. Alston, Mr. Rodriguez with an S, Mr. Abbott, Mr. Bradley, Ms. Street, Ms. Hagan, and Ms. Paris.
Okay. Senator Beal, do you have the vote ready?
No.
Do I have a second? Seconded by Senator Rodriguez.
No. Okay,
sir. Colte. I think
Colte's here. Oh, I think I ran out of names. Okay.
Okay. This will be our new committee on ethics. Senator Davis, did you have anything left in your committee report?
Yes, thank you, Madam President. I also just wanted to encourage every one of you to look at the list of absences that is on the Rules Administration Committee report. This is completely up to date unless you were going to tonight's meeting, which obviously one minute later. So anything previous to tonight is on this list. So make sure that if there's anything on here in error, please let me know, because I really don't want to hear more about it after the end of this semester. So take a look now, and that'll be the end of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Davis. Are there any other college reports or committee reports?
Madam President.
Senator Bradley.
Guys, I just want to go ahead and give you all an update, kind of keep everybody up. Like I talked about last Senate meeting about with all the funding stuff, how we deviated away from using all those CDs. I just want to say we do have the new program. It's pretty much up and running. Kerry Rubitsky is kind of putting the final touches on it right now. It will be through OrgSync, and probably what's going to happen is just so all the students can learn how to use this real quick, because we are going to maintain the date that applications for funding for the 2012-2013 year will be due January 27th. We're going to have a little workshop, like right when school gets back probably, and maybe right before we let out for Christmas break. That's still kind of in the works, but just to give you all a little bit of a heads up of what's to come. I have a question.
Thank you, Senator Bradley. Senator Davis.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Arts and Sciences had their town hall recently, and I've had a few emails asking this question, but I guess there's been a promise of some sort of extra funding to organizations for attending different events on campus.
Yes.
Senator Bradley.
Let me just be honest, that was a catch-22. We cannot, based on that, we cannot just fund somebody for something of that nature. Whoever wrote those emails basically did that as an incentive to bring people in. It's not true. We can't fund you extra for going to an athletics forum or whatever else they said that we would give extra funding for. We're going off of stars. We're going off of your activities, all the normal things that we do. So all those things are irrelevant.
Is there any further, are there any other motions on the floor, college reports, committee reports, Senator Depp?
Madam President, yeah, just a quick update with everything in academics committee. One thing's pretty big that we've been working on this whole semester, and it has to do with the very end of the college report. But basically what we've been trying to do is require all university professors, TAs, any instructor of any classroom to have your assignments, your quizzes, your tests available for review exactly 2 weeks after the deadline or the test date or the quiz date. It's a big change. This hasn't been a problem for me specifically. Being a biology major, a lot of IH professors are responsible. They do all their stuff. They're tenured research professors, and I have no complaints. But every now and then I'll hear, you know, a story about a person who, you know, didn't get all of their papers or didn't get their graded papers until the very end of the semester. And so I started talking to some more students, and I kind of developed this idea with the help of my committee. And I scheduled a meeting with Provost Smith November 27th at 11:30, and he addressed to me that, you know, this is a legitimate concern. 2 weeks is a reasonable amount of time for most professors to get everything done. It would be a great step forward. However, further steps need to be taken in order to kind of add some teeth to this legislation in terms of getting a petition going, getting a lot of different feedback on a lot of from a lot of different students. Again, having a very large petition, potentially with about 400, 500 signatures, in addition to faculty support. And steps are being taken right now to get in contact with Faculty Senate. Alex Alston already had a meeting with Dr. Nathan. I'm scheduled to speak with Dr. Rob Stewart of the Academics Council. And so this is just something big we've really been working on. I would love every last person's name on this legislation when we get it ready to start going next semester. But if you have any questions, I'd love to talk to you about it, and that's all I have.
Thank you, Senator Depp. Are there any other college reports or committee reports? Okay, seeing as there's none, we will move on to the Senator Bradley. Oh, Senator Locke, I apologize, I did not see you.
Can I go to each grade after this meeting? After this meeting, I'm going to leave them up in the SJ office for y'all to go up there to get them, and I'm going to send an email with the proof of the fleeces. Since, like, the timing with school about to be out, you won't actually get it until January, so sorry. But just email me after I send out the spreadsheet, so thanks.
Thank you, Senator Locke. Are there any other college reports or committee reports? Senator Akabui?
I have a quick question. Is it too late to order the fleece? Was it too late to order?
Oh, sorry. Do what?
Is it too late to order?
No, Senator Locke. No.
Thank you.
Are there any other college reports or committee reports? Okay, seeing as there is none, we'll move on to the calendar. Seeing as there is nothing on the calendar, we'll move on to announcements. Do we have any announcements? Senator Beal.
Can y'all just please, whenever you leave, put your desk back in, put your placards in your clippers in your chair, and please take your legislation packets with you, like, even if you just turn away as soon as you leave, just take it with you. Thanks.
Thank you, Senator Beal. Do we have any other announcements? Senator Piven.
I just wanted to give a quick reminder to everyone, specifically the Budget and Finance Committee and the Executive Branch. Senate Bill 46.23 requires semesterly reviews of the budget. And this next semester, the Executive Branch will have their budget under Senate Bill 46.23 as guidelines being reviewed again. So I just wanted to make sure and remind everybody that will be occurring in the Executive Branch.
Thank you, Senator Pippen. Is there any further announcements? Senator Akabui.
Thank you. Just a reminder, this is the last meeting before the Blessed Chris event, so it's finally here. And I've been working my butt off, y'all, so I want y'all's support. Basically, it's next Wednesday, and that's December 7th, and it's going to be at the Fraser Pavilion. And food will be served at 6:18 for about an hour, so we're calling it a mocktail hour. And then the event will start at 7:30. Mike Gunn called me today and said that he's already ordered all the food. He's ordered it enough for senators as well as y'all's guests and things like that y'all will bring. So he even told me, he said, make sure that food is all eaten or I'm going to be really mad. And I said, okay. So I prepared for a large amount of people and especially for y'all to come. The tickets are pre-sale for 2 for 15 and 1 for 10. And after the seating has run out, it'll be 5 for standing. Everything has been donated as a scholarship for one high school student that will be attending college next fall. And Dr. Juan Munoz, he agreed to match how much ever we make that night. So it's all based on ticket sales. How much ever comes in that night, he's going to double the amount. So they've definitely been helping me a lot in this event, and I'm getting the word out. I emailed y'all an email last night and today, so hopefully y'all found it interesting in purchasing a ticket. I have the tickets with me today, so please, please, please spread the word and really purchase a ticket. Yes, I'm sorry.
I have a suggestion for you.
Yeah.
If you go to the dean's office or email the dean's office of each college, they can send out a mass email to that college, and it works great, so every student will literally know.
Okay, thank you so much.
Or you can have our SGA exec send out an email to all the students.
Thank you. She's like, oh, good. So y'all can definitely just keep that in your heart and keep that in your mind. I've worked my butt off, and I've been trying to balance classes as well while trying to do an event, so I would love y'all's support to be there as well that night. So thank y'all.
Thanks, Center Ackley. Do we have any other announcements? Are there any motions? Center Mike. Okay, do I have a second? Second by Center Nelson. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.